So the big question is this: how these entrepreneurs who started from scratch and had no idea how to sell or market their products or services online, and then later on made over 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures, or even 9 figures, became best in their niches and found their dream customers to sell. My name is RJ Ahmed, and find this all out on our Interviews with Entrepreneurs show, where I interview all these entrepreneurs and try to pick their brain on how they actually did all of that and how they took their business as well as their life to the next level. This podcast is all about the entrepreneurs who strive so hard to become super awesome in their niches. Welcome to Interviews with Entrepreneurs. So guys, welcome, Nishes, and guys, we are back again with an amazing guest on our show. You know, she's actually one of those people out there that I saw when I got into the funnel space and I was learning all this, like what that funnel is, like how to make money online with affiliate marketing and all of those things out there. And I saw her, and what I found intriguing was, you know, I saw someone out there as that energetic in the online space. That time, and he's still now, you know, she's like one of the, you know, most energetic person out there that I've been interacting to, I've been watching all over the space out there. So today's guest is Liz Benny. If you don't know who Liz is, you know, she's the founder of Kapow Movement. We're going to talk about more of that. You know, she started her business out there almost a decade ago with no money out there. She was doing job, and then later now out there, like, she made a multi-million dollar business with the, you know, with the process of live webinars and also stages as well, and a lot more. And we're going to talk about all of those things out there as well. So please welcome the founder of Kapow Movement, Liz Benny.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Good. What about you? Like, how's the day so far?
Dude, it is a gorgeous day here in Christchurch, New Zealand. It's 9 a.m. and it's 2 a.m. for you. My gosh.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time out there. You know, I truly appreciate it.
Oh, dude, look, it is an absolute pleasure. I love your show. I love what you do. I love speaking to entrepreneurs. I love helping entrepreneurs. I love helping make sure that entrepreneurs don't have to do what I did wrong. Yeah. along the journey. And I just want to help out. I really do.
Awesome. So, like, if people are living under the rock and they don't know, like, how you started out there, could you, like, walk us your backstory a bit of it, like, how you actually started out?
Dude, 100%. So ever since I was a little kid, I always had this idea that I was going to work for myself. I, you know, working on the farm down at home, I, you know, when I was mowing the lawn, if the lawnmower got clogged up with the green stuff underneath the lawnmower, I remember putting my hands underneath the lawnmower when it was off, don't worry, and holding this stuff and going, what can I make out of this? Like, surely I can sell something out of this. And I thought of face masks, and I thought, well, green face masks probably aren't going to be the best thing in the world. Meaning I could imagine people being stained with green sappy stuff. And I was like, well, that's not going to work. But I always wanted to make a big difference in the world. I used to listen to Michael Jackson, like Man in the Mirror, like want to make a change in the world. And I used to really want to make a big difference in the world. And I, you know, farm girl, my dad was an entrepreneur, but I kind of didn't really see him as an entrepreneur. Just saw him as a farmer because I was just a farm girl. And that's actually, that mentality is one of the mentalities that has probably held me back the most that I've needed to get through. Like, I'm not just a farm girl. Anyway, so we can talk about that later. And, you know, I didn't know how to be an entrepreneur though. So I went to university. I've got an undergrad degree. I've got a master's degree. I went and I got a nice high paying, you know, six figure job straight out of university. And I realized that nobody was happy around me. I was working in the skyscrapers in downtown Sydney, and I was so proud of myself because I'd quote unquote made it. Actually, I didn't have a six-figure job then. I had $45,000 worth of scraping by, but I was like, oh my gosh, I've made it. And then it took me a little while to go, holy moly, nobody else is happy around me. Like, what is going on here? Why are people not smiling? And I was like, ah, this isn't what I want. So I did a different job after that. And I was like, well, this is not what I want either. Like, I'm not making a big enough difference in the world. And I was very much driven to make a big difference in the world. I came back here to Christchurch, New Zealand, and started the entrepreneur journey in multi-level marketing, which I think a lot of us started. Wasn't the best fit for me. Well, I mean, I did $70,000 in my first year.
Wow, still amazing.
But I mean, it was still amazing, but because of the compensation plan, a lot of that went up to somebody else. And I was like, this isn't how I want to play the game. And I actually went back and I got my very last job. And again, I just kept getting these feelings of like, I'm using my skills, but I'm not getting rewarded financially for what I'm, this doesn't feel like an equal exchange of energy. And that was the very last job that I did. And it was, again, around $45,000 per annum. And I was a social media manager and an SEO specialist. And then I eventually got to the point where I was like, I cannot and I will not live my life like this. This is well below where I want my life. And I turned that into a social media management company. And then I turned that into a $1 million business.
Wow. You know, that's actually amazing. You know, like how you actually transition from like so many other things out there and you've done a corporate job as well. And, you know, some people out there, you know, when they are kind of like in corporates, sometimes they're not just happy, but they're like, you know, there is a money part out there. I'm good with that. Even though I'm not happy and I'm still, so like, what do you think, you know, since you've been in the space from a long time right now, you know, a decade is still, you know, pretty good amount of time in the space. What do you define like happiness for an entrepreneur particularly? Like, what do you think about it? What's your thoughts on that?
Such a great point. Such a great question. And also, it's funny that you say that I've been in the space for a long time because I basically call myself grandma in ClickFunnels now. Like I was on ClickFunnels website yesterday and I was like, there I am and there I am and there I am. And I still press the button on Voxer and I speak with Russell very, very, very commonly. I just, you know, have lots of great memories from my ClickFunnels days. And So for me now, I got to the point where, you know, having done millions of bucks and having walked a journey with my wife losing her mum to cancer and then realizing two big things along the way, like when her mother passed away, it was supposed to be one of the most incredible, magical periods of our life. We'd worked and worked and I'd gone from absolutely nothing. And I'm talking from a house that was falling down the hill. We had massive earthquakes here in Christchurch and I'd gone from a house that was off its piles. Like it was actually, you could put a ball here and the ball would roll. That's how much it was going down the hill. And it had no bricks on the outside, just not a nice existence in any way, shape or form. And the wind would go through the walls. There was no real, it was not a nice up, it was not a nice time. And I remember going from that and working my butt off and getting us to what I thought was, you know, safety. My wife was not treated very kindly by her father when she was young. And you can read into that to some extremes. I don't want to say exactly what happened. I have said it publicly, but I don't want to on the show. And safety was a very important word for her. And I worked my butt off to get us safe, you know, a gorgeous house. I heard her say the words, when we have our own house, I'll feel safe. So I was like, right, cool, safe, 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 safe. So I worked my butt off. And RJ, it just so happened that the day that we were moving into our brand new home was not a day that I ever imagined. My wife was over in Australia helping her mother pass away with cancer. And it was just this time where I went, wait a minute, this doesn't feel like I thought it was going to feel. And even though that's an extreme case, I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs get to the point where like they've got the money thing sorted and they're like, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. So for me, I personally believe that happiness matters, and I've always studied happiness. And even before I became an entrepreneur, I studied positive psychology. And, you know, happiness to me is when you're living 100% truly authentically to yourself. You're in alignment with yourself. You're connected with people that are like you. You are just doing the most fulfilling work. You're making a difference in the world. You're giving back. You're contributing. And you are being rewarded in a way that is gorgeously abundant for yourself financially, spiritually, emotionally, all of the things that feed your soul.
Yeah, so true. You know, it's all about, you know, as you mentioned around, you know, in so many things out there where you felt like, you know, that is a perfect plan and like things turned around in a different perspective and you're like, you know, that was our plan. It's not going as, you know, it was supposed to, and like things go like moving forward. Like, you know, that's so true. Because still at this level out there, a lot of entrepreneurs who are on a higher level versus a beginner out there, they're kind of like, at the end of the day, they're on the same stage. You know, they're like, I've achieved so much, I don't know what to do after that. And like, they're like, you know, kind of like stuck. So alongside with that out there, you know, as we mentioned, what is actually a success for an entrepreneur out there? How you, for you particularly, and if we talk about you as an example, like how you actually managed to compare yourself with other entrepreneurs out there on the exact same level. You know, one is actually you is doing your stuff out there and you defining your, you know, personal happiness. The other thing comes up is like, by not comparing yourself, which is something that happens at every level, you know? So how you particularly think about that, like, hey, you know, what should I be doing for not comparing myself with other entrepreneurs out there who might be doing something similar or more?
Oh my gosh, I love this. So I've lost a lot of happiness along the way when I've compared myself to people who are in markedly different situations and circumstances to me. So please, yeah, you put your hand up if you felt that way. And I mean, hopefully everyone listening and watching right now is putting their hand up. And what it really got to for me is that I feel like a lot of people out there, myself included in the past, are building businesses based on what they think they should do. Based on, oh, I saw this idea and, oh, this would be great and this will work for me. And it's all based on, in some regards, some very egoic things. So ego-minded stuff, very headstrong thinking. And one of the fastest cures for me to have more joy, more bliss, more happiness, and also more fulfillment and more finances and more fortune is to really anchor myself in who I am, what I'm the best at, what I love to do, and things that are in alignment with my skills, my service, my experience. And when I detach myself from the requirement to be like anyone else except for just being me, like I get to step into myself and be heart strong. The moments in my life that I've felt the most, elated and made the most money and where it's all felt connected is when I've been leading with an open heart and leading with an open mind.
You know, this is definitely interesting out there. You know, when you clearly define your own personal criteria for your initial progress, you know, that makes a lot of sense rather than, you know, comparing on different things, because some people might have something that you didn't had at that, you know, at that time, you know, it was because when you try to compare yourself, you're like, ah, you know, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have these things out there particularly. So like they start to end up in a victim until the end of the day, you know, depending upon like what scale they are. You know, so when I started out during that time, apart from you, you know, the people who are following you guys, like especially Alex Elliott and Catherine Jones, like these were the people out there that I was also the part of the world. I saw them kind of like a mirror of you because of the energy, you know, that you gave them as well. And it started to make a lot of sense for me out there, like where this energy coming from. So like, I want to talk about more on the energy, like how people can be more energetic for whatever they're doing. You know, most people out there, everyone can agree as an entrepreneur, they're introvert, you know, they are resisting a lot of things out there. That's why they're not putting themselves out there as a person out there who's super energetic, understanding every factor out there and be, you know, outspoken and everything. Like how can be a person out there can be energetic like that? You know, like, what do you think about it?
Oh my gosh, I freaking love that question. Now, one of the things is like Alex Elliott, she is just a person who, like, she's full of energy anyway. And Catherine Jones, like these people have the seeds of poof, like seeds of the ability to be very Liz Benny like, but I would want to say too that it's not just, I didn't make them that way. They are that way. And they, when I'm around them, like we just, it the world lights up in a different way. But what I would say is that a lot of people have been attracted to me as a coach. They're like, oh my gosh, I want to have your energy. I want to have a little bit of Liz. I want to have a little bit of that, like whatever that is. And a lot of this is honestly just me being truly, I don't care. I don't care what people think of me a lot of the time. And I've had to grow to become more and more and more this way. Because I've had people say horrible things to me on social media. I've had people say things that I've actually come back to people men in particular, like dads, have said to me, "Oh my gosh, what's with your waving hands and what's with all your energy?" And I've actually gone to people's profiles and said, "Hey, sir, I see you're a father. How would you like it if somebody said that to your daughter?" And they're like, "Oh."
Yeah.
So there's keyboard warriors out there, and to the degree to which you can, A, like really be steadfast in your own character and build yourself from the inside out, like that is the, like, that's the big thing. So, you know, for me, I do remember Russell, like Russell's an introvert. Russell Brunson is an introvert.
Yeah.
I am actually very introverted.
Wow.
Which it will astound a lot of people. I love spending time alone. I recharge alone. A lot of people are like, "Oh my gosh, but you were so like that." I'm like, "Oh my dear Lord, like this, to have this much energy out, I need to actually, a lot of the time, I spend a lot of time alone, to be very honest with you. But the energy actually comes from me being myself and me opening myself up to all of the, like, all of the truth and the love and the fun and the energy. And also just coming from a very, 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 very servant mind. Like, I'm like, I know who I am. I was put here to light up the world. I was put here to make an impact in the world. And what you're seeing is me displaying the beingness of who I believe myself to be. And that's basically it."
Yeah. And even though, you know, as you mentioned, it is actually so true how you mentioned, like, you know, if you are yourself, you can be go ahead and be louder, you know. And also, as you mentioned about Russell, like he said, he's introvert apart from, like, you know, speaking on stages, you know. And Alex Elliott is actually, you know, the reason I mentioned about of Alex as well, like she was actually the very first person out there. I've done my first live, my very first interview out there as well publicly. Because, and what do you think about with that? Because that thing out there helped me shift that focus, like, hey, you know, I can be on camera, because I had a lot of objections, such as like English is not my first language. I might not look pretty on camera. That was a silly objection, but that was one of them for sure. What do you think about with that thing out there? If someone is knowing about the fact that they know what they have is valuable to the world, but they still just don't like go and push it, you know, they just don't do it in particular out there. Like, what do you thought about on that? They have everything out there that can change someone's life, but they're not willing to go move and forward up, you know, around that. So
Ajay, this is such a gorgeous question. Such a gorgeous, 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 gorgeous question. And you look great on camera. I'm just going to say that to you right here, right now. And the courage that it takes to be a person who's not English speaking as your first language, like, dude, I couldn't do what you're doing. Well, I could, but I only know English. Like, so you're doing really, really, really well. You're better than me. So one thing I would say, honestly, is that if you're sitting there on a solution to somebody else's problem, yet you're not getting out there and you're not doing a Facebook Live and you're not generating leads and you're not writing those emails, you're actually making it more about you than them.
True.
And that's the very first thing that I would say, is that if you're too scared to do it, you're in your head and not in your heart. If you're too scared to do it, you're busy thinking, "Oh, what are they going to say about me? What could go wrong? And am I wearing the right clothes? And will this and will they and should I?" And stop. Hold the phone. Do you, in your hands or on your computer or with your product, service, offer, do you have the ability to change somebody's life, make someone's life easier, better, more happy, more joyous, more, you know, more connected? And if the answer to that is yes, then get out of your own freaking way and serve. Because through serving, because there's service selling and then there's egotistical, like money, money, money selling.
Yeah.
If you're service selling, you're actually doing people a favor. And as Russell says a lot of the time, like, it's my moral obligation to get my thing out there because I have to change the world.
Cool.
And do you deserve to be compensated gorgeously for what it is, like your solution? Yes, you 100% do. But I would say that the number one reason, like, I don't know, do you know who Lauren Golden is? She's made millions of dollars with ClickFunnels. She was one of my students in my mastermind, Ultimate Capel. And she came on in, and the very first thing that I had her do, I said, "You're doing a daily Facebook Live for the next month." She said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Yes, you are." She said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Do you want results?" She said, "Yes." I said, "You're doing it?" She went, "Gah." And she did lunchtime with Audrey, which is one of her little kids. And honestly, to the degree to which she just leaned in and leaned in and leaned in and just started to learn how to tell stories that touched people's hearts. And all she was really doing was learning how to be more herself in the process of serving others. And that's it. It's easy. And it's one of those things that you have to do, or you have to become, by the act of taking action and doing. You can't sit here and become a better communicator without practicing communication, period. That's it.
100%. Yeah. That's some true facts out there. And I hope, you know, a lot of people out there who are kind of like listening understand that factor and can make it relatable, you know, because a lot of people out there have that message. They know that they can, you know, make things work out there. I had a story which a lot of people out there, you know, I knew that could be helpful because then they're going to realize that they are not alone. You know, I was living in Pakistan. I am 23 right now. You know, I started when I was 18. So we had a problem where we didn't have payment gateway. We didn't have Stripe, PayPal. We were super young out there, where it's like super. So like people could understand all of those factors if someone is there to even like talk about it. And they could be like, you know, there is someone about it. Speaking of like Kapow movement out there that you mentioned, like have you thought about, first of all, the name, you know, which is like super, super interesting out there. And have you thought about you're going to start something like that for the people out there to make their, you know, to be, you know, have them become the best version of their self out there, to be who they truly are and understand that and then go, you know, in front of the world out there. Like, how you thought about that?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. So Kapow, for those of you that are listening or watching right now and you're like, what is this Kapow thing all about? So I am Liz Benny, the Queen of Kapow. Kapow actually stands for connection, authenticity, purpose, ownership, and wealth. And here's the big thing that I will say is that when you are living a life, and this is proven time and time and time again, and I've studied happiness and I've studied positive psychology, and I just kind of quote unquote happened upon this word Kapow that started to come through me one day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like when I said the word Kapow, it made me happy. And when I said the word Kapow and I watched other people's faces, they were like, oh, what's that? And I'm like, oh yeah, what's going on here? And it felt good. So it started from a feeling good status. So connection, when you're connected to yourself or a higher power, whatever your belief system is, but through connection, it all starts. Okay. And I say that because a lot of the time people are looking for solutions outside of themselves. They're like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? It's not working. And they have this scrambling feeling going on. Well, a lot of the time, what you actually have to do is stop, connect with yourself, connect with your God, spirit, universe, big hairy unicorn in the sky, whatever your belief system is, just through connection and connecting with other people like you. Connection really matters. And we've learned that in the pandemic, right? Whew. Authenticity is the next one, being truly yourself and unashamedly showing up as yourself. Purpose, right? Living a purposeful life. Ownership is when you're taking full responsibility and ownership for who you need to be to get the life that you seek. The life that you say, and through that you are living what I say is true wealth. And true wealth is the W of Kapow. And to your point, like for me, true wealth is whatever it means for you, RJ. Like you might feel wealthy with $5 in your bank and 50,000,000 Facebook friends or 50,000,000 impact points out in the world. Or, you know, like it really doesn't matter. Wealth to you is wealth to you. And that 100%. Is perfect. So for me, I've actually developed the Kapow movement over years and years and years. I've got the Kapow Life program where I help people live a Kapow life. I've got Kapow coaching programs. So, you know, I'm all about helping people live a life that is truly, authentically, 100% purposeful for them, irrespective of what their mom, their dad, their coach, their might think that they could do or should do.
Awesome. So like how can someone can be the part of the Kapow movement out there? Like how can we be the part of the world?
Well, it's amazing. Honestly, so I've got, I've moved away from swag, to be very honest with you. Like I haven't massively moved into swag, but I probably will jump into the entrepreneur swag game sometime down in the future. But in terms of like living a Kapow life, like, I mean, on LizBenny.com, just find me on LizBenny.com and you can, you know, start to learn about the Kapow movement and, you know, there's great stuff there. Yeah.
Awesome. So I will definitely going to post up the link and also the social media profile out there of Liz so that you can go and follow and be the part of our world, because Like whenever I saw her, particularly from the start of my journey, I still found like, you know, so many valuable things out of her, just to understand like how things operate and, you know, just to feel your self-confidence. You know, you only get confident when you believe what you're saying initially. Well, yeah. Liz, thank you so much for being on the show today, Alde. Any last thing in particular that you want to say before we round the show up?
Yeah, I just want to say to anyone listening and watching right now that the life that you truly imagine that you want, that you desire, I just want to remind you that irrespective of anything that's going on in the world, you deserve what it is that you seek, okay? And it can feel sometimes that you are, you know, floundering or I don't know where to turn and all that sort of stuff. I just want to remind you to stay calm. Find calm answers within yourself and find a few people you can trust and make sure that you stay focused on your pathway. Yeah. And there are going to be lots of shiny objects that come along the way, but what is right for you is true for you, and you don't have to be other people. You get to be you and you get to live life on your terms.
That's amazing. You know, well, Liz, thank you so much for being on the show right out there. It was absolutely awesome. Value nuggets out there. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me to the show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching out there. We're definitely going to see you guys in the next episode. And be sure to remember out there on 100th episode, we're interviewing Russell Brunson, and looking forward to see all of you guys over there. And until then, see you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Now, if you're someone who wants to interview these super successful entrepreneurs so that you can build multi-million dollar network alongside leveraging their audience as well, I've created a script that allowed me to book over $1 billion plus worth of entrepreneurs on my show, and you can get it free for now. So just go to billiondollarscript.com, and it's billiondollarscript.com, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review, and I will see you guys in the next one. Oh,